state lawmakers are looking into expanding Medicaid health services in schools. Oklahoma Democrats received a boost in funding. And Tulsa's Sterling Harjo receives a prestigious award. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Deborah Shar. Two Oklahoma Republican lawmakers hosted an interim study on expanding Medicaid billable services in schools. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports state agencies are laying the groundwork to help schools better address students' health.
School-based services include preventative health care, behavioral health, and physical therapy. They're currently provided to students with disabilities and health conditions. Kelly Carter, the manager of school nursing programs at the Oklahoma State Department of Education, says the agency is working with the Oklahoma Health Care Authority to expand eligibility to all students who are on Medicaid. The agencies also hope to provide new offerings, including dietitian and nutrition services and substance abuse services.
So as you see, there is room for advancement and room for us to continue to support schools with these services.
The current timeline for this expansion is early 2025. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The U.S. Department of Justice plans to investigate the 1921 Tulsa race massacre. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Ben Abrams reports the news is a victory for the last two survivors and their legal team.
At a press conference, Justice for Greenwood director Demario Solomon Simmons was celebratory.
It is about time. It only took 103 years.
Justice for Greenwood has represented Viola Fletcher and Lessie Benningfield Randall, who survived the massacre and unsuccessfully sued Oklahoma for reparations. According to the DOJ's Civil Rights Division, the department has launched a so-called review and evaluation of the massacre under the Emmett Till Cold Case Program. It will release a report of the findings at the end of this year. It's unclear whether the evaluation will lead to any other federal actions. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
The Democratic National Committee is giving Oklahoma's Democrats $50,000 to help outreach efforts to tribal communities. We get details from Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Louisa Clausen.
The Oklahoma Democratic Party is celebrating its newly acquired funds. The money will assist with Democrats' efforts to increase voter education in tribal communities. Party Interim Executive Director Lauren Craig says Democrats have taken time to build a relationship with the tribes over the years and will continue to do the same.
We think the impact is going to be, one, we see you, we hear you, you're valid, and two, your voice is so important to us. And I think that that takes time and consistency.
The money is part of the $2.5 million sent by the DNC to more than 30 of its states and territorial parties. In Stillwater, I'm Louisa Clausen.
The creator of Reservation Dogs is receiving a MacArthur Foundation Genius Grant. As Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports, Sterling Harjo is among 22 fellows selected for the distinguished honor with a notable cash prize.
Sterling Harjo grew up wanting to tell stories that meant something to him. The stories centered around indigenous ways of life, the struggles, triumphs, and humor, as he is Seminole and Muscogee. In recent years, he's been recognized for doing just that. He co-created Reservation Dogs, which has been nominated for 5 Emmys. The MacArthur Foundation has recognized him as one of 22 exceptionally creative people. The recipients of this genius grant will each receive $800,000 over 5 years. What they do with the money is entirely up to them. In response to the honor, Harjo took to Instagram, saying it is a great end to a very long year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcasts, online, and on the air. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.